Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive.
It's great to be here.
You know, it's funny, I was just thinking before we started recording about how often I feel like I'm running around like crazy, but then at the end of the day, I'm like, wait, what did I actually accomplish? You know that feeling?
Oh, absolutely. Like you're busy, but not really productive.
Exactly. And so I'm really excited to dig into this article today that you sent me. It's called, Are You Actually Productive or Just Busy? Experts Weigh In on Work Efficiency.
I think this one will resonate with a lot of people.
I think so too. I mean,
Wow.
who hasn't felt that way at some point? And the fact that it says experts weigh in makes me think we're going to get some real solid advice here.
Yeah, it's not just like random tips or tricks. It's coming from people who've really studied productivity and work efficiency, which I think is super valuable.
For sure. Okay, so let's dive right in. What are some of the key takeaways you got from this article?
Well, one thing that really stood out to me was this idea of deep work.
Deep work. That sounds intense.
It kind of is, in a good way. It's about dedicating focused time to your most important tasks without any distractions.
Okay, so like no checking emails, no scrolling social media, just pure uninterrupted work time.
Exactly. And the article actually cites Dr. Cal Newport, who's like a leading expert on this topic.
Oh yeah, I've heard of him. I think he wrote a whole book about deep work, right?
He did. And he argues that deep work is essential for producing high-quality work and achieving meaningful results.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean,
Wow.
if you're constantly getting interrupted or switching between tasks, it's hard to really get into a flow state and do your best work.
Absolutely. And there's actually research that backs this up. The article talks about how multitasking can actually decrease productivity because our brains just aren't wired to focus on multiple things at once.
Oh, tell me about it. I am the queen of multitasking, or at least I thought I was. But if it's actually making me less productive, then that's something I need to address.
Yeah, I think a lot of us fall into that trap, thinking that we're being super efficient by juggling a bunch of things at once. But in reality, we're just spreading ourselves too thin.
So what are some practical tips for, I guess, getting out of that multitasking mode and into that deep work zone?
Well, the article suggests a few different strategies. One that I personally find helpful is the Pomodoro technique.
Oh, the Pomodoro technique. Yeah, I've heard of that, but never actually tried it.
It's pretty simple. Basically, you set a timer for 25 minutes and work on a single task without any interruptions.
25 minutes. Okay, that seems manageable.
Right. And then after the 25 minutes is up, you take a short break, like 5 minutes, and then repeat the cycle.
So it's like these focused bursts of work
Yeah.
followed by little breaks to kind of reset.
Exactly. And what I like about it is that it kind of forces you to stay on track and avoid getting bogged down in distractions.
That's really interesting.
Uh-huh.
I might have to give that a try. You know, another thing I struggle with is just prioritizing my tasks. I often feel like everything is urgent and important, and I don't know where to start.
Yeah, I can relate to that. It's easy to feel overwhelmed when you have a million things on your to-do list.
Right. And then you end up just kind of bouncing between tasks randomly and not really making much progress on anything.
Exactly. So the article actually recommends using a tool called the Eisenhower Matrix to help with prioritization.
The Eisenhower Matrix. I'm not familiar with that one.
It's a really helpful framework for categorizing tasks based on their urgency and importance.
Oh, okay. So, like figuring out what needs to be done right away versus what can wait.
Yes, and also what's truly important versus what might just feel urgent but isn't actually that crucial.
Wow, that sounds like a game changer. I can already see how using something like that could make a huge difference in my workflow and just like my overall stress levels too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the big takeaways from the article and from all the experts' advice is that true productivity isn't about just being busy or checking things off a list. It's really about focusing on what matters most and making sure that you're spending your time and energy on things that are actually moving you towards your goals.
That's so true. So, for everyone listening, I would love for you to take a moment and just think about what's one thing you could change today to be more productive. Maybe it's trying the Pomodoro technique, maybe it's using the Eisenhower matrix, or maybe it's something completely different.
Whatever it is, I think the key is to be intentional about your time and energy and to remember that productivity is a journey, not a destination.
Great advice. Thanks for diving into this article with me. This was a really eye-opening conversation.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Until next time, everyone. Keep learning and keep striving for that sweet spot between being busy and being truly productive.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.